joined here in studio by Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy with Focus Ireland. You're welcome to the programme, Mike Allen, and thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. We're expecting the figures, we understand, when they're released in just under an hour from now, to show that there are now more than 11,000 people in emergency accommodation here. The numbers have risen each month this year, and in the last couple of months, I think they've all been record highs. Why are those numbers continuing to rise, despite all the measures that we've seen specifically directed at people who are homeless and who need that emergency intervention?
Thanks, Brian. When we look at those, the numbers coming in, as you say, gone up every single month this year and breaking records for the last 4 months, and now over 11,000, which is a figure I thought we'd never see. It's people listening to that and people experiencing the problem, people in the front line. I'm really worried one of the things that is that people will just consider that this is a natural phenomenon and there's nothing we can do about it. It isn't inevitable. It is solvable. It's the result of bad policy decisions, and it can be corrected by better policy decisions. So as David from DePaul there mentioned, one of the underlying things is that he mentioned the government target being insufficient to deal with the scale of the problem. So what has become clear is the government's target of 33,000 new homes every year isn't being met. And even if it was being met, the situation would get worse year on year because we're not providing enough homes for each of the people who start looking for a new home each year. So every year we fall behind on the target, the problem is carried over into the following year. And inevitably, the people who end up suffering most in those circumstances are the people who are most vulnerable. I mean, we could share the problem of the fact that there's insufficient housing equally amongst all of us, but we don't do that. What we do is we make sure through various means that it's people like those young people coming out of care, single parents, people with disabilities, people without mental health issues are the ones who end up carrying the burden of our inability to deliver enough
housing. So you're arguing, are you, that there needs to be a specific pathway, a dedicated pathway for people who are in emergency accommodation and maybe others who are couch surfing who aren't in the statistics but in effect are in the same or a similar situation. There needs to be a pathway for them into a home.
Yeah, so absolutely, we need to deliver more housing. The supply needs to really be ramped up, and the government needs to be coming up with solutions to the barriers we all know are there, caused by external factors, the increase in costs and the increase in interest. So there needs to be a plan to deal with that, and I'm not aware of one. I can't see one, and yet that's really facing us next year. But we also need to look at how we could be more effective with what we are achieving. Mm-hmm. So if you go back to 2016, we delivered around 5,000 new social housing, including acquisitions and so on. And 1,400 homeless households, single people or families, were moved into social housing during that period of time. Last year, we delivered almost twice as many social housing units, but exactly the same number of people moved out of homelessness, or number of households moved out of homelessness, even though homelessness has grown enormously. So we're not actually hitting the targets. The targets aren't high enough. And what we are delivering, we're not targeting most effectively to deal with the people who are most vulnerable and the people who are homeless. We could have even that. Our failure to hit the targets, we can have much greater impact on homelessness than we're currently doing.
The well-documented departure of smaller private landlords from the market over the last year or so, what sort of impact is that having on the most vulnerable?
Yeah, so that is a really serious problem. It's a short-term problem. It's the immediate crisis that's facing us. It isn't either the cause or the solution, but it is something which is really impacting on us seriously. So the eviction ban for winter is... There will be hundreds, if not several hundred, households right across Ireland who were facing eviction before Christmas who aren't now. So it's extremely welcome. Mm-hmm. But it's just holding off the problem. And one of the things we've argued is that the government needs to use that five-month breathing space to do a number of things so that when the eviction ban goes in March, we aren't back to where we are now. And one of those must be there are about 1,000 landlords who've given notice of termination because they're selling up. Mm-hmm. Every one of those should be contacted by the Department of Housing and discuss with them why they made that decision, mm-hmm. what could we do to get them to change that decision, or if they can't change the decision, can we buy the housing unit with the if there's a vulnerable tenant in it and bring that into the housing stock? And what we could learn from that interaction with landlords about what we need to do to hold them in the market while we get the housing supply right. I don't believe that started, but it's only 1,000 phone calls. If we can't make 1,000 phone calls, we can't build the thousands of houses.
Just finally, looking at vacant properties, there's a vacant homes tax due to come in middle of next year. That was announced in the budget. Would you like to see that brought forward?
We'd have liked to have seen it 5 years ago. I mean, it is absolutely extraordinary. One of the things you see here, we've had these conversations over many years. The government often does what we propose they do, but they do it 5 or 6 years after we've proposed it, when it no longer has the impact. So the people who are sitting on empty property and not making it available must be sort of, you know, the number of carrots that have been thrown at those people is absolutely phenomenal. And it's taken us this stage before we begin to have the slightest bit of impact. And what we know about Irish property owners is they respond to taxation measures. So if it was going to cost them in their tax bill to hang on to empty property and not use it, something would happen years ago. And what they're doing now is far too late. We welcome the fact they're doing it at all, but it should have been done much more urgently, and it needs to be more impactful than is currently planned.
Mike Allen of Focus Ireland, thanks very much for talking to us.